Hey, everyone. Thanks for letting me do the devotion tonight.
Hi, Andrew.
Hello, I'm an overcomer. My name is Andrew.
Hi.
So there's this story in Greek mythology about a father and his son who are locked in prison. And the father is a great inventor, one of the best of his time, a creator, you could say. And so the father comes up with an idea to get him and his son out of prison because he doesn't like suffering. He doesn't like seeing his child suffering. And so his idea is to make these giant man-sized wings out of wax and bird feathers and attach them to their backs and jump out the hole in the wall and fly across the ocean to escape. But before he could go through with this plan, he had to call his child to him and give him some instructions. He said, "Child, come here." And the child came. And he said, "Listen to me very carefully. You must not fly too close to the sun, or else the wax will melt off and you'll fall into the ocean. You must not fly too low near the water, or the water will mess up the feathers and you'll fall into the ocean. In both of these instances, you will die." So the child looked at his father and he said, "What do I have to do to live? I want to escape on the other side with you. Tell me what I need to do to live." And the father looked at his child in the eyes and he told him, "You need to listen to my words. You need to follow me and look at my example." Who does that sound like to you guys? It's our Father. He's telling us, "Listen to my words, follow my example, stay by me, and you won't die." So back to the story. The father put the wings on his son, and they took out the window, and they soared over the ocean, and they had escaped. But the son, overcome with the temptation to spread his wings and go away from his father, couldn't resist but flying farther and higher and higher and higher away from his dad, despite his dad's cries and pleads. His child got too close to the sun, the wax melted, and he plummeted into the ocean where he died, while his father could just look and cry. That's exactly what happens when we don't follow the very spoken word of God. If we choose to hear his word, but not be disciplined enough to put it into action, we die. This is the very living, breathing, spoken word of our Father, God. And in here, he gives us the instructions on how to escape our prisons and make it alive on the other side. So I implore you all, every single day, night, evening, afternoon, morning, don't just read the words and skim over them, but make this your life. Everything you do should be through the word of God. And when you do that, you will live. Not only will you live, but you'll prosper. You'll thrive. You'll make it out of your prisons. And you'll be with God at the end. The living word of God. And may God bless you.